The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Man, Stephen Throwhill, could you please serve everyone on Profile This is Play?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Will. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, picholas.
Hola, hola. All right, Will, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories today. Today, we offer you Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object someone chose to use as a weapon. License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess. And finally today, Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Ooh, let's go interior decorating this time.
All right, we've been having fun with interior decorating here in 2026, as I have here in my hands the list of the funniest and strangest items that we did, in fact, insert into our rectums here in the United States in 2025. So as I've done this year, I'm going to present to you four choices, all right? And keep in mind, one of them was not removed from someone's anus. The other three, somebody somewhere decided to insert into the rectum. So again, you're going to have four options. You tell me the one that you think someone did not place into their anus. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Was it a highlighter? Was it a bunch of marbles? Was it an egg? Or was it a frozen frog?
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's no real good answer here.
Yeah, I was just thinking, there's really not a good answer to that at all.
Hey, these are your fellow countrymen, man. This is USA, brother. So again, you got a highlighter, you've got a bunch of marbles, you've got an egg, you've got a frozen frog. One of these things was not inserted into someone's rectum. Man, that's a weird thing to say.
Miles, what do you think on that one?
I'm going to go marbles.
Okay. I'm thinking frozen frog.
Frozen frog seems like the logical choice. That's why I tried to avoid it, Will, but I hope to God you're right.
I was going to say egg.
Egg. Okay. Egg.
So out of the list of things that were not found in someone's backside.
Not found. Correct.
Three are, well, they were removed. One was not. So is it a highlighter, marbles, egg, or frozen frog? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Interior decorating is the subject there on Profile This. We had a list of things that people put in their backside last year. So three of these were actually removed from someone's backside. One was not. The idea is you pick the one that was not removed. So, was it a highlighter, marbles, egg, or frozen frog?
And, Will, that is a question we pose to you because where else can you live where this is actually a question worth asking? So, let's go through
only
the...
in America.
Man, hey, man, we do our own thing.
Yep.
Hey, the good news is, through my research, no one has stuffed a bald eagle in a rectum. So, they're...
Nice.
They're not that patriotic.
Lee Greenwood, I bet.
Yeah, he probably has one flying up there right now. All right, so... I'm going to start with the things that have, in fact, been placed in people's rectums as of 2025 last year. A highlighter was placed in someone's rectum. Miles, I'm sorry to say, a bunch of marbles was, in fact, placed in someone's rectum last. I feel like you could just wait that one out, but I guess they got uncomfortable. Ted, an egg was, in fact, placed in someone's rectum. I don't know if it broke when they got it up there.
It's
got
to be hard-boiled or something, right?
I'm assuming it is, and what I hate about assuming that it is means I'm giving it thought. But that leaves you, and, well, you are correct. A frozen frog was not, in fact, placed in anyone's rectum that we know of.
Miles isn't wrong, though.
What's that?
That one just seems so egregious that I was like,
That can't be it.
Somebody put one of those up there.
That's what makes this game ridiculous, is the idea that placing a frozen frog in the rectum is absolutely ridiculous. But because of the nature of the category, that means it's very possible.
A frozen frog leg that you're going to cook, I get. But the entire frog, no.
I'm glad that you at least go, hey, just a leg.
Oh, hey, but just a frog leg.
Remember what he said about a pig and a killer whale earlier? We understand where Miles is at.
Exactly.
Animals. So, like, king crab with all that stuff on it would hurt. Much. But snow crab, smooth.
Easier.
Enter.
Yeah. So much so.
Get up. Get in.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. Oh, snow crab. I love it still. Got some choices today. You'll have the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Colbert.
Stephen.
Seth Meyers. Or Ted Smith.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, my bad. Too fast.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title has got to have talented teams of writers helping come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
The NFL has announced that the band Green Day will perform in the opening ceremony of Super Bowl 60. That's right, just another 60-year-old using Green Day to try to sound and look cool.
Foul. Ted Smith.
Seth.
The NFL has announced that the band Green Day will perform in the opening ceremony of Super Bowl 60. That's right, just another 60-year-old using Green Day to try to look cool.
Officials in Sydney are telling people not to swim at the beach and use pools because of recent shark attacks. People around the world also wondered why anybody would swim at a beach where it happens because it's named Shark Beach.
Colbert?
Fallon?
Smith!
Damn it! It's called Smith. It's called Shark Beach?
It's called Shark Beach. I read that today.
Jesus Christ.
Damn, man.
I mean, I get it. It's Australia.
I know.
Well named.
They're like, it's in the name, dude. They don't know what to tell you. We called it Shark Beach. Okay. What do we have to do to let you know?
There's a spot in Gettysburg called Devil's Den. A lot of bad fighting went on. It's called that because the rattlesnakes would gather in that den. I've been to Gettysburg 6 times. You know where I've never been? Devil's Den.
Maybe Australia just needs to kick it up a notch. We renamed the beach. You're going to die.
Or just no.
There's a major cold snap going on in New York. This morning, my face was so frozen, I kept getting mistaken for one of the Real Housewives. It's so cold that even straight hockey players are spooning. It's so cold, Al Roker said he walked into Benihana just to squat over an onion volcano.
Damn.
Colbert.
Colbert.
Jimmy Fallon.
Well, guys, right now we're experiencing a major cold snap. It is freezing in New York City. Whew. This morning, my face was so frozen, I kept getting mistaken for one of the Real Housewives. Seriously, it's so cold, even straight hockey players are spooning. It's so cold, Al Roker said he walked into Benihana and squatted over an onion volcano.
He just killed Benihana for me.
I still like Benihana. The company that makes the plant-based Beyond Meat has released a new protein drink. Finally, a drink with no meat in it.
Seth Colbert.
Seth Meyers.
The company that makes the plant-based Beyond Meat has released a new protein drink. Finally, a drink with no meat in it.
You could also drink a protein shake or...
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, you could drink it.
You have
shake.
One of those yogurt drinks. I feel like there's a lot of protein-based drinks already without meat.
I've never seen a protein drink with meat. That's just me. And to be fair, I don't really investigate the ingredients on protein drinks.
They're way up the shelf.
Ooh, chili cheese protein shake. Let's get that.
All right, so this is an interesting list. It's a list of the most offensive reality shows ever made.
Ever. Okay.
Ever. Some of these are not made in America, so you might not recognize them.
Okay.
There's Something About Miriam. It's a British show from 2004. It's basically The Bachelor. Except one of the guys didn't know that the woman they were fighting for was actually a trans woman.
Okay.
Hey, mate, I got an idea.
Surprise.
There's a surprise
at the end either way.
The most offensive reality shows, a lot of them from the earlier 2000. 2005, Who's Your Daddy? Contestants adopted as infants had to pick their biological fathers out of a group of men.
God,
if they guessed right, they got a cash prize. If they chose wrong, he got the money.
Damn. Okay. What country was that in? Does it say?
I think that one, it doesn't say, so I'm guessing that's us.
Well, look, if you're willing to go on the show, you've obviously never met your biological father.
Of course.
So if this is the one thing that's going to bring you to be able to actually meet your father one way or another.
Yeah, but he might be a douche. He's like, hey, man, you guess
it
I got
be,
the money.
You still get to meet your dad.
Yeah, I want nothing
just
to do with
so you know, like, okay, this is ridiculous.
He sucks.
2004, I remember this one, The Swan. Supposedly ugly women want... Women underwent transformations that included extensive plastic surgery, then competed against each other in a pageant.
Wow, dude. I mean, you're just like, who's super desperate? Well, so how can we exploit them?
Those don't heal quickly either. So it would take time to film it.
I'm sure they waited.
You know? Correct. And that one caught a lot of heat over the years. It's just like,
damn.
Man, it's one thing to kind of like, I don't know, if they're like, hey, I want to work out and change my life and this and that. But it's like... They were doing a lot of plastic surgery
like,
on these women.
This would be funny if it were an SNL skit, because you're pointing out the absurdity, but the idea that they actually did this. Like, you know, green light that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're right. These are the most offensive reality shows ever made. The Pickup Artist, 2007, 2008. Self-proclaimed pickup artist Eric Mystery Von Markkinen taught guys how to score with the ladies. This will shock you. His methods came off as manipulative and predatory.
Yeah.
He's a pickup artist.
Right.
He's not showing you how to meet women you want to, you know, have a relationship with. He's telling you how to score.
He's telling you to get ass. Red wine and cocaine. Show over. Roll credits. Sorry. We're done.
Hooked up.
Right.
What? Who knew?
You need something
else? I think depending on the age, too. It could be like, just buy a certain type of car. Or
right.
I don't know.
Box wine and cocaine. We're done here. Sorry, man. It's simple.
No, you're right. Kid Nation, 2007. Children ages 8 to 15 were dropped into an empty town devoid of adults and charged with building a functioning society.
I feel like I vaguely remember. I never watched it, but I feel like I remember either the commercials or the idea of it.
I wonder how they did.
You ever read Lord of the Flies?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Like,
I mean, but how did the show do? I mean, did it same way? Or...
One kid died.
One kid, no. Jesus Christ.
They turned on each other very quickly. No, Thrill, I'm with you. I remember that one being like, let's see what the kids do. But
you know what the kids
do. It only lasted 1 year, so it couldn't have gone well.
No, they buy a microwave and feed everybody.
Right.
I mean, I feel like a 15-year-old, though. Like, you let a 15-year-old watch little kids.
Like, how old were the kids on the show, did they say?
8 to 15. So you don't have, like, small. I mean, look, obviously, they're all children. I'm just saying... At 15, I was babysitting people, so it wouldn't seem that crazy to
be in
charge.
They're going to be the king.
Right, to be then in charge of some 8-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Boy Meets Boy, 2003. Kind of like a gay Bachelor, except half the guys were secretly straight.
Oh, come on,
no.
I don't know. That seems like you're just tormenting the gay dude.
Yes.
It's like, hey, we got a dating show.
Surprise, I have no interest in you, bro.
Surprise, transsexual.
Yeah, you got a penis.
Yeah, there's a lot with that one.
Yes, there is.
I'll volunteer to woo this man and then be like, I'm straight.
You've been stung by the buzz.
This one doesn't seem that crazy. Born in the Wild, 2015. This focused on couples who chose to have their children born in the wilderness, minus the usual comforts or modern medicine.
I mean, they chose to do it, okay.
That's more on the poor woman if she has a problem.
Mm.
I mean, that's the real thing. You need a doctor on standby.
Well, there's a couple I know. And they were doing an at-home birth, but it happened much quicker than they thought. So, like, the midwife couldn't get there. And, like, the story I've heard is that my buddy looks down at his wife and just goes, there's a lot going on down there. And then they put him on the phone. He basically had to be the midwife and deliver his own kid.
Yeah.
That's insanity.
So I take those Lamaze classes.
It is. I mean, like, you know, there's what you picture is happening, and then to see it in real time, you're like, there's a lot of opening acts before, you know, the feature takes the stage, man. So, and, you know, if you watch a movie or anything like that, like, they never address all of that. So I didn't know. And I'm in a hospital, so I'm fine. But I'm like, what's going on here? They're like, that's basically the opening act. And there's like 3 or 4 acts before the main event actually happens. Like, okay.
Yeah.
But there's still things that need to be done.
Another opener?
Yeah, and they're like, really? More? Okay, cool.
I haven't even heard of this guy.
I know.
When's a movie going to start?
2006. This one was produced by Ice Cube and was called Black White. White family and a black family traded places. Like, okay.
I vaguely remember the commercial.
One member?
With
or...
the help of body makeup and prosthetics to see how the other half lived.
Oh, no. Oh, dude.
Right. I mean, switching the families, I guess, from neighborhood or what they but, do is right. one thing. But, like, once you start doing blackface and whiteface and prosthetics, yeah. like we lost the plot a little bit.
You think?
All right.
Jesus Christ.
This one is a British one. Good for them. From 2014 to 2015, called Benefit Street. So it's a British show about welfare recipients who refused to work and also ran around committing crimes like shoplifting.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
I don't know why
plead,
they put
plead
that
guilty
on.
Right there.
Mm.
Yeah. And then the number one on the list of most offensive reality shows ever made, Are You Hot? Contestants who thought they were hot got put in front of a panel of judges for yay or nay, some of the most uncomfortable and misogynistic TV in history.
I believe that. But yeah. then again, I also go like, why would you go on that show if you know what the premise is? Maybe they didn't know what the premise is. But like, if you know what the premise is and you choose to do that, like, suit yourself.
Correct. Correct. So I had watched this show on Netflix a while ago. There was the first season of it. Now I'm watching the second season, right? And it's called Unlocked, a jail experiment.
All right.
So the whole idea is they take one pod in this jail in Arizona. I think the first time they did it, I can't remember what state it was in. And they just are like, hey, instead of like the normal kind of rules, basically we're going to take all the guards out. You guys, like, will they self-govern
that, yeah.
themselves, right? So I'm like halfway through this one. And again, it starts out, the first few weeks are fine. And they kind of have orders and everything. Also, I did not realize, it really depends on what state you go to jail in and what's going on. Right? So like in California, it's almost always going to be run by like Latinos.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This one is it's Arizona. It's like, oh, the whites run the jails down here. And I was like, oh, all right. Right. Just population wise.
Yeah.
So obviously those older white dudes, because they have the biggest numbers, kind of are like, oh, we're going to be in charge or whatever. But it's also just crazy because like they give them extra benefits. And you got to think of this as you're in jail. Right. So like you can use the phones for free and this and that. And it's going along good. And then they bring in some new dudes. And it's to me, it seems like the same thing that happens on the street all the time. Right. What do you think? They started doing that got them in trouble. Drugs.
Oh, I was going to say drugs, probably.
That's exactly what it is, right? Either people sneak them in or some people get daily doses of drugs.
But it's the new dudes.
Right. So some of the new guys came
That's
in.
That's why.
Right. And then, you know, and it's weird, too, because they're all still jail dudes, right?
Yeah.
So there's one guy that doesn't even do drugs. He's just a big hothead. So it's like they don't want to, you know... But they don't want to, like, kind of offend each other and be like, hey, you can't do that, right? But they just, they subtly are like, we got to be a little cooler about this. We got to, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to do it, like, we're not going to.
Don't ruin it, dude.
Right. Like, it's like, I don't know. It's like anything, right? You can be like, look.
Don't be the guy that ruins the good thing for everyone else.
Correct, right? You go to a college football tailgate, right? You're on a college campus, right? You can't be drinking open alcohol, right? And put it in a red cup, put it in a koozie. Right? Those cops could stop you. But then once you start fighting. With the duck fans and stuff, you know what I mean? Then that's how you get everybody in trouble. So it's just interesting that, like, they're trying, and you can see, like, they mean... I mean, again, they're criminals, but they mean well, right? They're trying to do better. But
the guys that have been in a hellhole for a while are probably going to follow the rules better because you're giving... They have so much more freedom than they had. The
Correct.
New guys, right? They don't know what's going on.
They don't
they're
know what's
like,
going on.
Oh, cool. We don't have guards. Right. I completely understand.
Right. And a lot of them, frankly, some of them are just like, look, I'm in here. Like, I'm going to stay in here. Like, I'm probably not getting out. So it's kind of hard to, I don't know how you tell somebody with that mindset to be like, do better.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's hard enough in regular life. It's got to be even tougher when you're trying to convince somebody in jail.
For sure.
But very interesting show. You know, reading about the kid thing on that list kind of reminded me of that. It's an interesting experiment. We'll see how it goes.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A Florida boat captain is busted selling kilos of cocaine
that he found at sea.
Meanwhile, a Florida shoplifter is busted stuffing steaks and briskets down by his bees. To South Carolina, where a man breaks into a home and goes crazy with the cheese. A prison officer is busted giving favors on her knees. And a dog missing for 10 years finally makes it a home thanks to the old microchip. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines.
Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story, we go to South Carolina, where a burglar has been caught. Authorities got the call after a resident living near the campus of Coastal Carolina University woke up to a strange man in his home. Coastal Carolina University, Ted, what's the mascot?
The Chanteliers?
I should have actually looked that up.
Yeah, they're in Myrtle Beach.
Of course you would know that.
Fun fact. I couldn't get into that school.
Oh, no. Yeah, the Chanteliers.
It's something like that. It's like a giant waterfowl bird.
Ah, okay.
Chanticleer, maybe?
Yeah, all right. After being roused from his sleep, the burglar fled, allowing the resident to lock the door and wait for him to leave. After calling authorities and surrounding residents, he assessed the situation and found that the strange individual raided his refrigerator, taking eggs, salsa, and the queso dip, Steve. Which he promptly poured all over the TV and sound system of the home.
Why?
I don't know.
Take my S. Don't dump queso on my frickin' electronics, man.
But he's not alone. Another resident nearby had a similar encounter with the burglar, pouring maple syrup on his TV and sound system in the home.
I'd rather deal with the queso, to be honest with you.
I don't know. They're both ruined.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at that point.
He was quickly tracked down and arrested by officers. I agree with you. I read that. I'm like, that's just rude. I poured over that story. Like, give me motivation.
I feel like the cops should make this deal with them. Look, you can go to jail for a long time just because it's that annoying.
Yeah.
Or each of the homeowners, we give them a spiked baseball bat and a fifth of Jack. And they get to do, just to get their frustration, like a rage room.
And they get 5 minutes.
Rage room. Right. You're the rage room.
Right.
You're the prop, man.
Exactly.
Or maybe I get to dump queso on something of his.
Yeah.
No, I want to beat his
ass. I don't think he's got anything that you'd want to dump queso on.
Mm-hmm.
If
the queso hot. Because there is, if it is.
Right. I mean, you could throw the queso in a microwave for about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Grab an oven mitt.
Oh, yeah.
In other news, down to Florida where we found the beef. Surveillance footage from a family-owned supermarket shows the moment a man is wandering through the aisles before checking to see if anybody's looking and shoves a steak down his pants. Actually, a brisket.
Oh. A brisket?
A brisket.
Impressive. Right.
He continues around the store stealing more various meats and wine. He did. He stole brisket. He stole, like, cowboy steaks was actually the first one.
Would you eat pants brisket?
That's also why
he's cooked it. It's slow cooked.
Well, it's not like it's raw in there.
It depends on who cooked it.
It's not skin to skin.
That's fair.
Oh, yeah, good call.
If it's stubs, like, all right.
All of which being loaded into his considerably large pants. Employees eventually caught on and were able to recover one of the steaks before the suspect booked it toward another supermarket. Police were called and are on the lookout for him.
Oh, so they haven't caught the guy?
No, they still haven't found the guy.
Jesus, God.
Well, technically, you shouldn't wrap it till after you've already smoked it for a long time. Most people wrap it and put it in a cooler. This guy just puts it in his pants.
That's right. Gotta let it rest.
Yeah.
Still in Florida, a boat captain in his mid-60s became the envy of some after finding a shipment of cocaine adrift at sea. He recovered the shipment and concocted a brilliant idea not to consume the drug, no, but to moonlight as a dealer. Always a great idea. But as with most people working in an environment that they know little about, mistakes were made, and he sold $10,000 worth of cocaine to an undercover agent.
I would accuse the agent of being a drug addict. Hey, you're the one trying to buy it, man.
He asked. He was arrested and the drugs were seized.
I mean, even if you know a drug dealer, there's still, like, he's not going to give you the price you want.
No.
He knows damn well you shouldn't have it. You must have found it.
Yeah.
Right.
But no one would know.
You're out of your element. Right. If you found an entire shipment of cocaine, I don't think anybody would ever know about it, Steve.
I'm not saying that would be me. But if it were me, no one would know.
Speaking
of... I'd trade mine in for a canine dog, straight up.
Yeah.
You would trade the cocaine for a canine dog?
Yep.
Give me a dog.
I got pounds of it. I got kilos. I need one of those dogs.
You'd be invited nowhere. Ted, I'd love to invite you, but I'm not even sure what I have around the house.
Hey, man, can I pet your dog? No.
Don't do it.
No.
He just sits in the corner.
Why is he barking at me? What do you have on you?
What do you got, man?
He's just working, dude.
Why is he just sitting there? What do you got on you, bud? What are you doing?
Can you imagine just walking by somebody's car and your dog just... First of all, me having a German Shepherd seems like a bad idea.
Yes, it does.
But now he's just fired up.
Like, I don't know. Points.
Yeah.
Signals. This one. Over to London, where prison time has its benefits. A young man is serving a sentence of just under 13 years when he started chumming it up with one of the prison employees. She and the inmates continued their correspondence and eventually divulged into a full-on relationship within the prison walls, eventually getting engaged.
Wow.
Now, before you think this is a fairy tale scenario, she was also in a relationship with another inmate at the time as well.
Oh, damn, because I was thinking that her being with an inmate is the fairy tale that Disney needs to do.
Promising to have a life on the outside with both of them, and eventually started using the two to smuggle cannabinoid-soaked envelopes into the prison. The whole operation was busted, and the prison employee is currently going through the court process to make her way inside.
She led that prisoner to D.
Oh, she did. I don't get it. Like, as a prisoner, why would you trust it? Maybe it happens more often than I know. I've never been there, so I can't. Brother, I can't speak too loud.
I'm just
going
to tell you this: I'm in prison. I don't care what you're saying. She's giving me ass. Right? I mean, that's the one thing you're not getting in prison. I mean, well, hopefully, but I mean, just like, yeah, all right, man. Yeah, we'll have a long life together.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Looking at the photo of her going into the courthouse,
she looks like that person.
You would fold, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I can understand.
Like, whatever. Yeah, babe, sure. That's what we're going to do.
I would fold if a goat walked into a courtroom after being in jail for years. Like, dude, my bad.
It's eyeballing me, man.
My bad, man.
Just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Subtle eyes.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Miami for a happy reunion. A local animal shelter went to work after they received a 15-year-old dog that someone had found all alone. They scanned the animal and came to find that she was microchipped. They discovered that her name was Buttercup and that she had gone missing from her family 10 years ago.
Because they named her Buttercup. Sorry.
I'm bailing out. Thankfully, the family kept their information updated and they were soon reunited with their beloved family dog. And they used this as an opportunity to tell everybody, microchip your dogs and keep your information accurate.
Absolutely. Buttercup. Sorry, my kids are like, does Molly have a tattoo? I'm like, it's for the microchip. They didn't know she had a microchip. And they were like, the little green tattoo. I'm like, she's all cool.
Just this thug life. Yeah.
You know what? That's what this should be, thug life. Well, yeah. She's a microchip.
Come
that's
on, make it fun.
I like the idea she does have a tat.
Yeah, she does.
It's a tramp stamp.
Get your dog in here, man. We'll throw one in for free. You're getting a lot of work done.
It's barbed wire on her front left leg.
They didn't even charge for it because it's so
she
small.
She has script and a ribcage.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. She has... You know,
a rose on her breast.
Born and death dates of her father. You've got College Hoops on ESPN Plus and CBS Sports, NBA Basketball on ESPN.
She doesn't know her dad, Mike.
Craig and Hockey, that's what's funny. And Craig and Hockey about to start over on TNT as they host the Islanders. Puck drops in
2002 to 2007. It's my dad's life.
As far as your weather, you got low clouds and fog bringing things down to 30 tonight, and that's sticking around through tomorrow with a high of 42. That is it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow for the return of Big Dummy and the Head Chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Jolene is up in seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.